Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. How are you? You're good. Hey, could I do something right up top so you don't miss it? Two dates? Could I plug two dates? Could you just hold on for a second and let me get that out of the way? Then I'll be all yours. I'll be all yours. I will be at the Minneapolis Comedy Festival. Now, I need a two-piece band for that, too. But first, my actual official show is on the 20th. And if you go on their, should say it, on their website or something like that. But I'll be at the Minneapolis Comedy Festival. And I need a two-piece band, a drummer and keyboards. Now, preferably you've worked together. Sometimes someone will, you know, email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com and say, hey, I play drums, but I'd rather be someone that's a drummer and he knows a keyboard player. And look, basically, all I would have to do is meet you like at 5:30 on the 20th, about 2 hours before the show starts, and that's all it takes to go over everything. And of course, we'll have a quick talk on the phone. But if you're keyboards and drums, there's no singing, it's all instrumental, and you want to email me, toddglasscomedy@gmail.com, from Minneapolis, the 20th of May. All right? I think that's pretty much everything you need to know. And then I'll be at the Comedy Bar in Toronto on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of May. And I'm really looking forward to that. So that's that. Other than that, today is the second part of the family show. Today is the second part of the family show. And it was so much fun. Next week is the show that they did without me there. And I haven't even heard that one. And after that, I'll be back. What? Think of all the cities I've been to. Joe, maybe you have to do that Johnny Cash song. You know, St. Louis, Indiana University, University of Louisville. You know that song? He's been to... I've been to Minnesota, kind of... You know that song? Names all the cities? But now he's back. Anyway, you're great. Hold the band. It's my new favorite bit. I cannot wait to do that on the road. Okay. That's it for now. You're great. I would miss you.
Was I supposed to say anything to anybody?
That's Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
That's Who Eddie Goslin. I'm doing the opening to my podcast.
Oh, jeez, Louise. I'm sorry.
I don't care.
It's going to seem so unprofessional.
No, 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 Eddie. I don't care.
I'll tell you.
No, no, Eddie, I really don't mind.
Well, then let me just say a few things to the people out there, to the lovely people that listen to the Todd Glass Experience. I've been a listener for years, so I know about, you know, the Todd Glass Experience.
Well, I mean, I still have the opening I have to do, but I'm saying don't
so
worry that you interrupted.
That I popped in like that. I didn't know you were
No, that's okay.
That's my fault. It's
no.
my fault for not knowing that when you come back here, this is your
No,
little
Eddie,
space.
This little part Eddie. In the back of the bus is not... Let me...
No.
I'm saying...
I know what you do that thing that Todd does.
What?
Where you try to make me not feel bad.
No, I don't... I'm just saying... No, I don't worry that you interrupted, but I do need to finish it.
Okay, I know you need to finish it, but now you're kind of... I don't like the way this has turned a little
no,
bit.
No, Eddie, I'm and saying don't worry about it. You're apologizing for nothing.
I'm apologizing because I interrupted you.
All right, I accept your apology.
You accept my apology.
Yes.
Well, that's very big of you.
Okay, now let me just shut the door so I can do it.
Am I leaving?
Yeah.
So I'm walking out. But
yeah.
Then, seems like
you don't have to apologize anymore.
But you're kind of shoving me out of the little room that we all share.
Well, it's. I mean, if you want to stay in here while I open it,
could you maybe go up to the other part?
Can I do the opening? Will you be quiet in here?
I'll be totally quiet.
You promise?
I promise to be quiet. I just got to go.
All right. So anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm very excited.
Losers played those games in Washington. But they've been at Magic City.
Eddie, can't you go up?
This is a classic game from 1989. I didn't see it.
The three of those front court guys, they averaged 21 points.
Oh my God, the front 21 points they averaged in the front court.
89. It's not even a game you're watching today. Well, that's Eddie Gosling, ladies and gentlemen. So much fun on the bus.
It is fun on the bus. We're having a blast.
You know what? We are. There's some running bits that one of them, Ian Edwards, started. He opened the bathroom door and he shut it really fast. He goes, "Oh my God, the bus driver's in the bathroom. Should that freak us out?" The other day, Greg Hahn came out of the bathroom and he goes, "Sorry, guys," as he walked to the back of the bus, and he goes, "Ah, the bus hit a bump and I shit all over the place." Like you just apologize. You don't even clean it up. It's all fun. It's all fun.
I like that there's a trash can in the kitchen. I like to jump up on and see I'm using the toilet.
Yeah, that's one of Eddie's. There's a trash can. He jumps up on the counter, puts his butt over it, and says he uses that instead of the toilet.
I have that bolt.
Then he has a bolt, and he holds it up near the air conditioning on the roof, and he drops it. He goes, "Ooh, that's not good." Pure fun.
Pure fun.
All right, everybody. You're great. You're special. You're kind. You're decent. You're funny. You're thoughtful. You're generous. And I love you, and I love your face, and you're the best goddamn thing that I know. So go celebrate that, all right? You understand what I'm saying? Enjoy the show. Joe, this show would be nothing without you. This whole empire would shut down. I love you, too. And everybody's adorable. Yeah, you're adorable. Is that a problem? You got a problem with that? You listening with your earphones in or wherever, however you listen, you're goddamn adorable. I don't care who you are.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
This next song was a beautiful song.
Bless my voice doing that.
Did you?
Oh, all my bits make you yell. Let me tell you something. It's a good. It's not. Let me tell you something. Eddie Pepitone has it. It's not something you should be embarrassed about or make it sound easy. I throw anger your way only because you do well with it. Some people comedically can handle it. And watching you get angry, the escalation and the way you escalate it, it's pure joy for me. Every time. That's why this week I go, "Oh, I know I'm doing Hold the Band," because watching you last week every time, God damn it. Same with the doorbell. It's like this. You do. This guy does not. He's like the guy who answers the phone at the bar that doesn't want to be fucked with, you know, what's that show, whatever that character is. Who gives a shit?
So is this part one or part two?
We'll find out next week.
I don't think it's fair for me to guess. That's what, after that whole intro, we'll find out next week. You'll know now. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, yes, they do.
They could.
No, they don't know, not if they're not looking at the clock. Guess what we might do? Throw on extra sounds at the end so they don't know if it's put on 5 minutes. Here's what I want you to do, Aristotle. I'm not joking around. Ah, shit, take out the part I'm asking you to do it and do it. And then put on, like, we'll put on 5-6 minutes of music so they won't, they'll throw their time off. Okay, well, so we'll come back in. No, I won't do it. Forget it.
Well,
leave it all in.
Even then, it would...
Leave it in.
If we did that, but this ends up being part two, then they'll for sure already know.
Oh, right. Part two, they would definitely know, even if I did that. But part one, people wouldn't. That's what I was trying to do.
Or it'll answer like, "Why the fuck did they end with all that music?"
No, I would say it on the opening. I would say it at the end.
Oh.
I'd figure out somewhere to say it. But now everyone knows we were going to make a lot of changes, a lot of edits. No, we didn't. You heard everything we were going to do.
We got you.
We got you. April.
They were starting to wonder where all that music was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I want people to understand. I don't want ever anybody to be confused. Maybe it's somebody listening to the show for the first time. We were thinking about editing out the part that we would put on, like, 10 minutes of music. That's what I would have done. So you don't see by the meter how long the show is trying to guess whether it's the first part or the second. I thought that was dishonest. And quite frankly, with what's going on right now in the media, it's no time to be deceptive to people. So I'm not going to be doing it. I want people to guess.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you.
You're just wonderful. I never expected all this accolation. All I did was decide not to try to fool my audience by putting on extra 5 minutes of music. But quite frankly, standing up here is the proudest moment of my entire life. I look out there and...
Yeah. All right. So, okay, I'll tell you what I might do. Aristotle. Aristotle last week came on the podcast. Who did you come on with?
Oh, Chris Aldana.
Chris Aldana.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Aldana.
Fucking Chris Aldana over here. He brought over some fucking mozzarella, some salami, some fucking Parmesan, oregano, the mozzarella.
Chris Aldana.
Chris Aldana. I saw him on fucking 48th Street. He was holding a bunch of fucking pastries. He dropped them. I said, you fucking dropped all those pastries in the street.
Yeah,
I got
Chris Aldana.
Chris Aldana. What is it, Chris Aldana?
Chris Aldana.
Chris Aldana?
It's Aldana.
Chris Aldana.
Saldana?
I saw that motherfucker on 42nd Street and 7th Avenue. He was holding a bunch of crizzolis.
Chris O'Donnell?
Chris Aldana.
No, are you being serious?
Chris Aldana. I saw him.
What is that?
Oh, I was walking in the bike lane
has nothing to
for
do with
three
this show.
Blocks.
This is what he does. No, go ahead.
I was walking in the bike lane for three blocks just fucking with people.
Hold on. How do you know it's this Chris that we're talking about on the show?
Yeah, Chris Aldana.
Yeah, that's him, I guess. Where does he live?
He's in between places right now.
Is he in between places?
Yeah,
the one?
He's in the Chris Aldana. He's in between places.
Well,
at the
it might
moment.
Be the same one.
Oh,
I
that
maybe
is him.
That is
yeah.
the same. I guess. Give me one more serious. And I'm not stupid. We're going to start with Aristotle. So when we start with the truth, does he have something you could say very personal about himself that no one would know?
He's unless very good at Smash Brothers.
Oh, that the one? Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Smash Brothers.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah. So what's the problem?
Eat big balls of buffalo mozzarella and play
okay.
Smash Brothers.
Okay, so you do have the right one. So what is it? What is the problem, Chris O'Donnell? You saw him at 47th Street.
I saw him walking down 47th Street, 2nd Avenue.
And what? You wouldn't know. I don't mind. Just tell the story. What was he doing?
We were just hanging out. On the street.
That sounds like Chris.
He was holding a bunch of spaghetti in his bare hands.
All right, now you're just making stuff up.
No, I'm pretty sure that was him.
It was all wet with carbonara. And he removed the meat bits from it, and it was just kind of red stained pasta. He was holding it in his hand.
Can
on
I tell you something? I'm into saying everything to everybody all the time. There's no secrets. My favorite thing is poor Eric is over there, and I'm lipping him things to say because I just want to hear him say them. And 90% of the time, he hears me. But once in a while, you can tell. I'm like, say you like spicy meatballs. And he's looking at me like, what do you fucking want from me? Like, please, I'm exhausted by trying to. But it's great. Everything is great. Okay, I have a lot to get to. That's the cold opening. No,
wow.
That's well, the whole first
Woo!
Week. It's how about if we do this? We
it's a freezing opening now.
Stop. Come on, seriously, stop it. You're the band leader. Get him just to stop that. That should be easy because it's one thing he's doing. All you got to do, Eric. There's only one thing he's doing. So if you can get it, that's the cowbell. He's not making it. If you can just communicate to stop the cowbell, this might be easy.
Enough with those sticks. Enough. That's good. Thank you.
If I were you, Eric, and I don't mean to be a jerk.
Great
I would. I would mention
good.
Just
nope.
Please stop playing the cowbell.
Thank you.
You're a musician, Duncan. How do you talk to a guy like this to tell him to stop playing the cowbell? Is Eric doing what he should be doing?
Great. Thanks. You did it. Up, enough.
No,
up,
yeah.
Up.
Well, here, like, I'll give it
thank
a shot. Like,
thank you. Thanks. We're done. No, okay. Now what are you doing
now
with
what
the
are
fucking
you doing?
Guitar? I just got this guy to shut the fuck up, and now you got the goddamn guitar?
Stop
the ridiculous. What the fucking guitar?
Well, guess what we're going to do, everybody? I feel bad. I made Laristotle. That's Eric and Aristotle. Laristotle. The L I threw in is for free.
Aristotle.
We're just giving away L's.
Hey, who gives a shit? Aristotle and Eric is Aristotle, pretty much. And so I just put in the L. Okay, listen, here's what I'd like to do. We have so much to get to on this page. Part two of this week. I don't mean to keep you in suspense, but it's going to be fucking crazy.
May I real quick?
Maybe it is crazy.
My name's John Brand Wagner. I'm an up.
Hey, that's why we're happy he's here. John Brand Wagner came onto our show.
The soundboard got better, hey, don't you know? John Brand Wagner, he came upon the show. Everything got better, hey, don't you know? John Brand Wagner, John Brand Wagner, John Brand Wagner, John. John Brand Wagner, John Brand Wagner, John Brand Wagner, you know. He came onto our show, he did a very good job. He cleaned up the soundboard, now everything is great. John Brand Wagner, he does a great job. Every week on the show, he does a wonderful job. La 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 la. John Brand Wagner, he does a great job. Hey, would you like to sing a little about John? I throw the mic over to drummer Eric.
I love John.
I love John. He does a great job on the board every week, you know. But sometimes he's got something he wants to ask.
My name's John Brand Wagner.
Hi, John. Are you a caller?
Actually, I just walked in the doors here at the Todd Glass Studios.
Oh, thank you. Welcome.
Here's my resume. I'm an up-and-coming conductor.
Oh, you.
And I heard the problems you were having with your band here.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that.
Can I tell you we're happy
a conductor
to,
that's about well, to quit?
Yeah, well, here's what.
Can I give it a shy?
Well, when it, yes, sure. Okay, so let's I like
when
to make say, every bit work.
You say you heard about our conductor problem, but was this over the internet or did you hear them from outside?
Yes, yeah, so I was walking by okay. And I just
okay, I got it. I got how we can take
you
this
could
bit.
Actually hear the problem.
Eric Olson ends up quitting as the conductor. John Brand Wagner ends up getting the job. Later that week, the show is going on and the same problem arises. But this time, John Brand Wagner is the conductor.
My way.
Excuse me, Eric, Duncan, can you please stop?
Well, how'd you do that?
I asked them nicely.
What a fucking way! That just came full circle!
Wow! That makes no fucking sense!
What?
And fucking say something!
Oh my God, are you kidding me? This is like
this
the
is
reverse
bullshit.
Of Whiplash.
You know what
are
this
you
reminds me of?
Kidding me?
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Holy shit.
The football players here at Olivet Middle School in Olivet, Michigan secretly planned their remarkable
nice
play.
Shit is going
did anybody go, this
here.
Is a crazy idea?
No, everyone was in on it.
But like the coaches didn't know anything about it.
Shut up. Like, shut up! Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
M. Night Shyamalan directing this because I didn't see that twist coming.
This show.
Wow.
You're right.
Why does Todd Glass get to be. Can it be social and then it gets to be silly like that? It's not fucking fair! Our podcast tried it, but it didn't work!
Part two is nuts. Or maybe the end of part one. Is
this is still part one of people are so
or is
mad.
It? Only
guess
I will
stop
know.
By, I swear to God.
Oh, Tom Cruise!
Wait.
Holy shit!
Hey,
holy
to
shit!
Stop by on your podcast. Oh, is
Todd
that Eric and
Tom? Yeah, everyone. Todd has a Tom Cruise face held.
Tom Cruise! Hey, what's up, Tom?
No, wow, you're a lot taller
much.
Than I
just stopped
I
by the Todd Glass show. I told you
what's,
it was
going
to be a special.
How's the mummy going?
It wouldn't be a special show tonight. Because they thought Paul F. Tompkins is going to be here next week. So they thought, oh, I wish I was on that show. So I decided to stop by. I'm Tom
yeah.
Cruise.
Can you tell us like your favorite story from any of the Mission Impossible movies?
You know, it's all, every day I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I wake up and I'm just happy. And I know it sounds a little bit much, but I truly am just... Look, I'm not one of these people that forgets what I get to do is amazing. It's not fair. It's not fair. So the least I could do is just every day go, yeah, this is unbelievable that I get to make a lot of money and make movies. And yeah, I try to, you know, do I lose touch of it sometimes? I do. But at the end of the day, I try to remember. Yeah, this is a crazy life I get to lead. At least when I, you know, when I'm around people, I try to show them a little bit of respect and dignity. I'm Tom Cruise.
Wow, that's so cool. I always thought that. Wow. I always thought
wait
that.
Minute,
when I
wait a minute, guys. How do we know that you're
are you
really
kidding? Did
Tom
you
Cruise?
Just said
I don't want to have to prove I am Tom Cruise.
I mean.
But I think everybody in this room pretty much knows it.
Yeah.
Well, if you really are Tom Cruise, you could answer this.
Oh, sure.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, wow. That's
Tom Cruise.
Bump, bump, bump.
Wow.
Whoa, where did...
Not rehearsed. Whoa.
I just came out of the room.
Todd, you just missed Tom Cruise.
Yo, shut
just
up.
Left.
You're going to be so upset.
You saw
Tom
him, though,
Cruise was just
no,
here.
No, come on, guys.
You saw him when, like, yeah,
I don't know where you were, but Tom Cruise
okay,
was
then I'll tell you what. Play it back, then. Hey, everybody, it's Tom Cruise. How you doing?
Oh, hey, what's up, Tom?
Hey, I'm Tom Cruise.
Wow, cool.
I'm Tom Cruise.
Oh, Mission Impossible.
Yeah. This is Tom Cruise.
Wow, cool.
Wow.
All
right.
Us now?
Was he nice?
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. What bits? Huh? Bits. This is what we get to do.
George Carlin.
Just
you
look
really
at us.
Got
we're,
him down.
We're, what about George Carlin?
I said to George Carlin, you really got him down.
We did. I did get him. Thank you.
That's
like not
the
lying.
Exact kind of thing. That
that's
I,
not
you,
lying.
That's why James Adomian's yeah. mad at us.
He's well, because of the impersonations. Hello, Deborah. It's Ray Romano.
Deborah.
James Adomian. Oh, you do Ray Romano?
Yes.
Oh, he does Ray Romano. Say it. Say Deborah.
Deborah.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, I guess. So listen. Can I tell you the truth? So James Adomian, I don't want to talk about it too much because we have a second show to get to. Not to make this one not important.
Well, we but, are in the second
show. Did he leave a voicemail?
Or not.
Who?
James Adomian.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
As me. I think, you know what?
No, oh, he was doing not, you?
I don't, so to meta. Be honest, I don't, I mean, look, I love James, yeah, James Adomian does me.
Say funny things you would never say about yourself?
Well, you know what he does? He, I think he does it a little too much. He does it a little too much, and I get it. I get my mannerisms, and I get they can be amplified. I want to have a sense of humor about myself, but he left a message, and it's, I mean, it's not... I get it, but it's him doing me,
Let's
and you
it.
Know the difference. You can tell the difference between me and him doing me.
Did you already start the message?
No.
Okay,
oh, wait,
start.
This is
okay.
not.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh.
John, you have it on the board, right?
Do you have, actually, hold on, let me put my headphones on. Well, let's have some disbelief for our listeners that we don't start it like you. Like, let's start it.
Should I?
How about with this? How about even if we go old school, there's a card. I think you have it on here. Now, yeah, let's hear a little bit of it.
Click.
Hi, James, it's Todd. No, I don't want you to do the show, but I don't want anything you have to do the show because, you know. No, I'm just saying, if you want to do the show, if you don't want to do the show, it's okay. I don't want you to feel like you're pushing the show. I hate giving people, I make them a feeling on my podcast. I don't want to corner anybody. I want to ask you to do the show because I love you to do the show, but I want you to know, like, if you want to do the show, I would love you to do the show. But. I mean, Aristotle. You know, I don't know anything with Aristotle. No, I want you to do the show. I want you to do the show like Todd. I want you to. No, but James, I love you to do the show. No, imagine if I was like that. If I was going, you know, I was doing that because I was like that. No, imagine if I was like that. I was like, here, ah! Imagine if I was like that. And I don't think I. No, listen. 20%. No, I know it. I was like, 90% of the comedians that come and ask them to do their podcast, I bet they don't care. But then I'm thinking about the 1%. That 1% is like, oh, I can't believe that guy's asking me to do my podcast.
It's I get it. Good. I get it. I have a sense of humor. Oh, 1% of the people, 2% of the people in the podcast. Well, I don't know if he could do me better. That's not. Then you were not judging it on a fair scale, you know.
1%
of the 2% of the 3% of the people. Look what I can do
with my foot pedal.
Everyone's so jealous of all the bells and whistles.
I've got bells. I've
got whistles. I've got sound effects. And I'm ready to use them. I'll use this one for a while. Because people like it. They like this song. It went on too long. I love this song when it sounds like this. Got a real good tone and I want to sing. I go up and down and bing and bang and boom and bing and bop. So I hope you're having fun because this is what you tell me. You told me when I'm having fun, you're having fun. Okay, well, I got news for you. That was fun. So I hope you're liking it. Otherwise, you were lying. Or didn't realize how much fun I could have doing those type of things. You know, I thought you meant fun when you were doing playing jingles and stuff, but not just bing, bang, boom, 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 boom. All right, listen. I'd like to – I hope you're all doing well, people at home. We love you.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Shut
5 years.
5 years. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to. I'm going to go in slow, but I'm going to hit the note. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
So, you know, happy anniversary. Part one.
Or two.
Oh, Aristotle. So he comes on last week's show. Who did you come on with?
Chris Aldon.
Oh, Chris Aldon?
Oh, not this again.
From DeForest?
Oh, yes.
He worked at DeForest for a bit. He got fired because he was selling some of the burrata out the back on Craigslist.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Well, where does he live?
Don't even ask him
fucking
questions.
Fucking Canarsie.
Is he talking about Chris Aldana?
Yeah,
Chris Aldana, living in Canarsie. He works at DeForest. He, you know, he smokes a lot, but
yeah,
you know,
too much.
Breath
I tell
stinks.
Him all the time.
Yeah, all the customers are mad.
Oh, maybe.
Well, they've been
all the customers are mad.
I'd like to do a. By the way, so Aristotle comes in last week with Chris, and they do a little podcast. And guess what? Now. I'm giving them a two-minute show in the middle of mine. I say 2 to 3 minutes. Chris and Aristotle will be ending this show. Here's what's going to happen on today's episode. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're going to hear, "We love you, Aristotle." And then it's going to feather into Chris and Aristotle. But 2 minutes to talk about whatever they want to end today's show.
Are you sure that's where... So now you... Cause
you pick it.
I had
you
the
pick
power
it.
To split.
Oh, you do. You do.
Can't just take the power away from me.
Oh, okay. Then I want to apologize. I guess I was thinking with what I want to do next, it probably would lead to a splitting there. But you split wherever you want. Matter of fact, split right now. I've had it.
Hey, let's stop splitting hairs.
Thank you. I always like a well-placed pun. Always. 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 Give me a pun right now. What do you got? Where's your pun for me?
Banana split?
That ain't a pun. All right. Maybe you could end it right there. That doesn't seem to be fair to the first half of the show. So I'd like to join in this summer concert series. We can hear the drummers. You can hear them outside on the Todd Glass stage. You hear the drums setting up, and you hear some of the guitar players out there. It's always exciting when we're in the studio to hear some of the clean sounds of the band setting up out there. So we're going to turn around. Now, Eric, we're going to highlight you on... You're going to be playing out there tonight on drums.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so this is exciting. And for the winter concert series, oh, you're going to love it, folks. We're going to turn around. We're going to really soak this in. Then we are going to take a break and come back. I don't know where we're at. I'm just doing a show. Wherever it ended up getting split is not my decision. It's Aristotle and Chris's. Maybe so appropriate. Can we have some reverb, please?
There must be lights burning brighter.
Oh my God, that's Elvis.
Got to be birds flying higher in the sky. More blue.
Here we go.
If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers.
What's your favorite color?
Orange.
There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a wonderful where hope keeps shining on.
Blazing.
We're lost in a cloud with too much rain.
Shut the fuck up. Smog, I mean fog, bubbles, drums, everything and a disco light. I can feel it, the smoke. Soak it in. I swear to God, if you're not enjoying this, I'm pissed off.
Close your eyes.
That guy's pretty good.
You ever close your eyes and pretend you're Elvis?
I open my eyes and pretend I'm Elvis.
I told you not to read my diary. And blackout! End of something! Come on, let's do it up. Let's never...
Yay!
I do. You know what? I do that for a reason. Because it's, when I listen to shows where it's like this... People know when there's something going on in a room. You can't fool them. You can't just go, okay, but then don't do it at all. Don't do anything. But if you're going to, like, get the energy going and insinuate that there's that there's something exciting going on in a podcast studio.
Yeah, people are jealous listening to this. Like,
just turn on the mics.
I want to be there right now.
Turn on the mics and let it have fun. I decided I want to talk about Aristotle. I mean, Eric should know that. You should know, the audience, that the character that says "stop the band," we've decided he's the nicest guy in the world.
So cool.
Like when that happens, like this is he doesn't think it's okay. He's in anger management for it. Never yelled at anybody a day in his life. The therapists are having a difficulty figuring this out. Some are telling him he should quit the job, but he needs the money. He's a nice guy. Whatever the reason is, this band really does. They shouldn't be playing The Truth Is, and it's almost not fair to them either because they have all their faculties, but they're having difficulty. So you come in. I mean, you're a nice guy. That
but
makes
the word around town, though, is I'm a jerk because I have to do it in front of audiences.
Well,
they say,
right.
Well, the show is great, but that conductor.
Oh, my dear.
Asshole.
And they're a talented group. They don't need to be talked to like that. Although the bit that John Brand Wagner did proved that you asked nicely, but I don't know. I think he got lucky. I do. Please stop. Those guys, the word out on the street is that he got lucky. Okay, so now we continue ahead and we continue this podcast. Oh, wow. You know what's making me very frustrated? I want to know if it's part one or part two. It's not fair that I don't know. It's my show. This is information I should be privy to, but Aristotle said he's not going to tell me. Well, you know what? There's something I know, Okay, well, Aristotle, and I think everyone would back me here, and I don't want you guys to lie for me. There's something I know that you'd want to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No,
guys, should I tell him?
What does it tell me?
He would be jealous,
me.
Right?
No,
he'd want to know.
No,
I'm not going to tell you. Guys, stop. I'm not going to. No, it's not right.
Just as a Christmas present early.
Nope.
Please?
Birthday? Come on.
Nope, I'm not going to tell him. But Aristotle, there's something.
Birthday present?
Well, there's no, I can't tell you.
Please.
Nope. I'm not allowed.
John, try and do that thing where he asks nicely.
What did he do that I'm making this bit about? I forgot.
He knows something. He knows,
you know something.
Oh, because
he knows
this is part one or part two.
You know something.
Sure, I do. Back to that bit. Sure. And you know what? You want to know so bad. You're going to be so jealous when.
Can you?
But it's something that you definitely would want to. On a scale from 1 to 10, and do not lie for me, how bad would Aristotle want to know what I have to tell him?
Like
so bad.
Who said 11?
So bad.
I did. John Brian Wagner.
I mean, he's kind of fucked
right.
if he doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, it's you mean because the death thing. I didn't think about that. How it could hurt? Like, it could help him knowing.
Like if he never finds out on the podcast.
He's going to be so. Can you do an impersonation of him when he finds out what I have to tell him? What would he be doing? Could you do it?
No. Are you? This whole time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I got to be honest.
So
and I was
like
ready
that.
To be very.
Something
I
like
was.
That.
No, and I'm
like
serious.
Would
I was
like
ready to be.
Head.
I was being ready to. I was being ready to be critical of you.
It would just. He would be so blown away.
He would be so blown away. So if you want to tell me,
are you proposing that we do a swap?
Well, I think if you, you know what I mean. The and I'm not. I don't care to be honest. I think you can see everybody. If you could describe what I'm doing, I'm standing in the corner of the podcast. What do I have? Like one leg against the wall.
You look really cool.
Yeah.
Skateboard.
Damn.
So I don't care. But if you want to know what mine is, if you want to flop, flip, flop, who gives a shit? I'll tell you if you want to flip, flop. You want to tell me first? Go ahead.
That's Flim Flam.
Flim Flam, Slambity Bam?
All right.
Aristotle. Flim Flam, Slambity Bam?
Slambity Bam Bam.
Flim Flam, Slambity Bam?
That's an agreement.
Flim Flam, Slambity Bam?
Oh, Flim Flam, Slambity Bam.
Yeah, that's official.
Flim Flam, Slambity Bam. Flim Flam, Slambity Bam. Flim Flam, Slambity Slam. Bam Bam, Slambity Flam. Bam Bam, Slambity Slam. Bam Bam. People like the show. We just did that with them, and somebody somebody did it with us. Okay, let's get to the show now. I have a lot of things on here. Todd's.
Those Burt Kreischer fans are shitting themselves.
Oh,
now.
They're. By the way, they last week they're like, let's tune in again. What they go, I listen, but it's not as. So
it's even better.
There was a woman.
Oh,
it's even better. Thank you, women. Yes, possibly. I saw today a woman get out of her car.
Oh, I saw a woman. Whoa. I'm out and about, so I see things. Whoa. Look at me. I see all sorts of things.
I think you guys. I think you're looking. You're looking to do that. That's not even a brag.
I didn't mention all the things I saw, but I did happen to see a woman. Whoa!
You know what you are? You are sexualizing something that doesn't need to be sexualized. This has nothing to do with, I saw a woman in that, you know, how rapapa, you know, in that hot cha cha type of way.
Oh, it's not ooga.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's not even that. So you're predicting that is making. You know, I mean, if I should, I guess I could tell you.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
you want to know?
You fucked that shit.
Hey!
Whoa! So we saw the woman.
What woman? No, I'm good. I hate when I have to hide
that
I
saw a woman get out of her car.
Yeah, but there was a story to this.
Yeah. You're about to tell us.
About what? We'll go back a little further. You're getting to the part I remember. I don't need your help with this part. I need your help.
That's all we know.
There's something that happened before this. Someone's going to remember it.
Is this the secret that you're telling us?
Oh, yeah. Is this what you're going to tell
us?
Oh,
you guys were going to swap secrets.
No.
Hold on. This was definitely something else. But you were going to say today you saw a woman get out of her car. That's all we know.
Yeah, but why was I telling you about that?
No idea.
Well, either do I. I guess it's my.
That's what made the mumble bit funny.
Mumble. What were we doing with the mumble bit?
Well, we were saying, I saw a woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
like we assumed.
You were just bragging. Like the fact was it wasn't even
I
brag.
Get it. I get it. Believe me, it still leads to be the it's still the what's going on here is I was in the middle of a bit and I forgot it. And it happens
there
when you're on
was
fresh
a
air.
Bit about a guy
who did something and then somebody did something else and then something else happened and everybody laugh. Okay, so let's do the show. Here we go. So what I'd like to do right now is yes, we were going to do something and
start
we got
the show.
On. Well, we don't know what part of the show we're in. I mean, Aristotle knows.
Is it already started? Who knows? It's one of
this
life's
is, this still, this never ceases to amaze me. I can't get enough of this. I mean, I cannot get
vanilla
enough.
Vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone?
What?
That's a match made in heaven. Well, now everyone can bring heaven in.
John, I want you to do something. I think you're silly at it. Pick your microphone up. I want you to buy everything this guy says. You are the customer that they want. You're what? You can't believe it. You're excited. You can't get your words out enough because they're already moving on to something else. But you try to just show how much you this. You're their prime target. Let me hear it.
Vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone?
What?
That's a match made in heaven. Well, now everyone can bring heaven into their home.
I
Mark
have a
Gill here for the Waffle Cone Fun Factory. It's the new way to create, bake, and roll custom cones right on your stovetop.
That sounds like
your family
fun.
Will go crazy for sweet strawberry cones.
Sweet
double chocolate,
strawberry.
Neapolitan,
my mom would
and
like
more.
That.
Stop it. You're watching this in front of your TV, sitting Indian style. You're their prime customer, and for no reason at all, you're their target market. You will buy this, and you have a birthday hat on. Hasn't been your birthday for a month and a half. But you are sitting in front. Can I paint the picture a little more? You're just you're about 15 years old, and yeah, let's not say you have a lot of money, but you have a little bit of an inheritance you got, and they're only give you $500 a week. But it's enough for you to buy a lot of things you see on television. So you're not like you don't have your millions yet. Your dad was the key inventor of Jell-O gelatin, and you are going to be left a lot of money. And so you're sitting in front of a TV, but for some reason in your living room they have an old TV in a box.
Okay,
it's not a modern TV, but you have a lot. You live in a very nice house, but you have a TV like an old fashioned TV. You
Bunny
sit in you sit in front of it, and this is not you doing a bit. This is truly you being the most excitable person in the world. Everything they say, you're their target audience. And you're eating. What do you want to be eating? He's eating a sandwich. Well, he watches it, you want.
I think he's eating ice cream while watching
ice cream.
And fantasizing that it could be so much better.
A gallon of ice cream. A gallon of ice cream with a spoon.
Out of a bowl and a spoon.
Out of out of the bowl it comes in.
No, okay.
He already bought this product, and he's watching the infomercial again.
Let's do that next, and then he's pissed off, maybe.
Yeah,
but first,
I want to do I'm just eating a bowl of ice cream.
Why can't it be right out of the carton?
Okay, I can do that. That's perfect.
Thank you. Oh, what's the different acting choice you'll make?
You'll see. All
right, here we go. So you're sitting Indian style. You have one of those TV pillows.
Cross-legged.
You have a cross-legged. You're sitting on a beanbag chair. No, Indian
Criss-cross
style. How close are you to the TV? Can I say it's a foot?
Yeah.
It's a foot. And you've been told to stand far back.
It's Saturday morning.
Okay, here we go.
Vanilla ice cream in a chocolate chip cone?
What's this?
That's a match made in heaven. Well, now everyone can bring heaven into their home.
Okay.
Hi, Mark Gill here for the Waffle Cone Fun Factory. It's the new way
factory
to create, bake, and
close
roll
your eyes.
Custom
picture
cones
the kids. Close your
right
eyes
on your stovetop. Your family will go crazy for sweet strawberry cones, double chocolate, Neapolitan, and more. Watch how easy. Just pour in any waffle batter, add some bun, and close the handle.
I close my eyes to George Carlin to really soak in what John Brand Wagner was doing, and you really picture that kid, and it made it so much better. I committed to it. I thought everybody else was committing to it. I opened my eyes, every single person giving me the finger. I never thought anything would feel so warm.
Then in just 2 minutes, ready to
roll your cone.
Wow, a sprinkled waffle cone that's freshly baked just like from an ice cream shop.
I bet my
now roll
would like
red velvet cones like you've always dreamed. Roll crunchy, munchy peanut butter or fruity blueberry topped with a cherry.
Check this out.
Place it over any bowl to create banana bowl sundaes. Hooray! Mix
bowls
and match all your favorite ice cream, yogurts, sherbets, and more. Waffle Cone Fun Factory works on any stovetop and is non-stick, so each waffle cone pops right out fast and easy.
Sherbert.
Even make classic.
He hasn't said anything since sherbet.
Taco desserts.
He's so mad. He's so mad at the sherbet that he hasn't met. He's just sitting there and seething, watching the television.
Over $60, but you can get the amazing Waffle Cone Fun Factory.
He likes it again. He likes it again.
We'll even include this idea book. Use the tips inside to make your favorite custom cones, like cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, cinnamon, and more. You'll also get this ice cream scooper to open your very own ice cream shop. But I'm not stopping there. We know you'll drum up hundreds of flavors. So call or click right this minute, and you can double your order. Just pay separate processing and handling. Yep.
Idea book. It's a recipe book.
It's an idea book. Why do you have to be negative? Why do I have to be negative? If you would listen to the idea book commercial more, They come on with some great ideas
that
people.
It's an idea book.
I know.
It says idea book. It's recipes.
Yeah, I thought it meant your ideas you had in life. Like, I got a lot of ideas. Oh, it doesn't mean that?
Ideas for ice cream cones.
Sad.
What if cars ran on soda? Well, I thought it was an idea book.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I thought it was. Oi. Eric Armstrong's. All right, not now. Wow, what a fun night. Wow, yes, I do know fun. Well, I'm just saying it was my idea to play that. Do I get credit? Don't I get some station identification?
Play, play, play that Todd Glass Show.
What?
Here, here, here and now, there's something you should know.
Tell Chris Harbing at the Nerdist desk. Stop breathing down Todd's neck. You just gotta hear another Todd Glass Show.
Wow. I guess it is a professional show. All right, so here, let's get to some of our stuff. Now, we...
Here's an idea.
We all learn. Oh, we're... we don't... Oh, who? Okay. I'm going to put on this. Should I tell people what we're doing? Of course, yeah. I have to. So we have some masks in the room, and they have you can the one that, to be honest with you, just because I like you and I want to tell you the truth, Tom Cruise really didn't stop by. I had a Tom Cruise mask on. I don't think anyone just heard me, but thank God, because they're going to be upset.
Don't look at it.
So I'm going to put one on, and then I have to decide who I am. So I'm going to walk into the room.
So we just handed it to Todd face down so he can't see, except for I think he just peeked.
No, I didn't. You, George Carlin,
No, he didn't.
Oh,
he did. He was just putting the
ear
things on.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. That's what you think of me? Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Here.
I can't believe
no, I
you're here.
Say that. Let me say
you're
that.
You're so funny.
Let me say that. Oh, my God. Look who stopped by, everybody, to my podcast.
Oh.
You're so good at improvising.
Oh, thank
you're
you very
so
much.
Funny.
Get out of my green room. I'm Wayne Brady. Oh, no. I thought it was Wayne Brady. I was so positive.
You were so positive, he took
why
it
did
off.
You make Fred Willard say, get out of my green room? He would never say
you,
that.
What?
You said it. I said you're so good at improvising.
I say get out of my green room?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You said it. And then made your guess off of that.
Oh, I did. I'll tell you why. Because I thought, I'm sorry. I get it. Wayne Brady has been known not to be very nice with his green room. So when you said something to me, I said thinking, oh, my God, it's Wayne Brady. You know, by the way, I made all these and I forgot I didn't have Wayne Brady. which is not too much to say for myself. So when you said whatever, my dialogue, I thought, for some reason, I just knew it was Wayne Brady because you said you're so good at improvising. God damn it. So I right away, even though I knew Fred Willard was in here, I thought Wayne Brady, pretty good improviser. You know, if you can separate some of the things you heard about him personally. But anyway.
It was Fred Willard.
So I it was Fred Willard. Wow. Well, let's do that again later. You'll know next time if you listen to the show, we're not going to set it up. You're going to know the next time somebody stops by exactly how it's going down. And I try to figure out who it is by the questions and the compliments they give me. We'll be back.
No.
So now, listen. Okay, so now, we've all thought. You want to make some nice crank phone calls?
Yes.
Okay, you do? We
you
have,
had
we,
me at nice.
We're going to play Rimshot Mania. That's we're just going to get rim shots from... Well, we can have a little rim shot off.
You know.
Maybe you do. You do that. What do you do?
Or is it a rim shootout?
What is it?
Rim shootout.
A rim shootout. And you do? Now, what do you have? You.
Wow.
You have,
can we wow. intro this? Can we have an intro for
you,
this?
Well, hold on. You do that. And what do you do? Wow. What do you do? Now, do you have any other sound effects that might be you might come at him with? Oh. Wouldn't that be great if that happened in real life? That'd be funny. What if you were at the store and they said, don't do that? And then you said,
it's one for the money.
And then the record skipped. What? Wouldn't that be funny if that happened in real life? I just do the same bit all over again. Folks, I'm in control of my show. Don't ever for a second think that I don't know what's happening. I know I run a tight ship around here. And right now, Just wanted to let you know that part of a good ship, tight ship operator is that he constantly reminds you. That's what I heard in the shipping business. No, I heard on these cruise ships, you hear the horn in the background, and these cruise ships, they come floating through, and if you listen closely from the bays, you hear the captain on the ship as they, you know, boop, boop, they're coming into town. And you hear the captains on these big cruises. You hear them over the PA through the...
Here comes the ship.
I have the worst horn in the world. How dare you? That's the sound effect.
Here
you
comes, guys.
Yeah,
watch
here,
out.
I have the worst ship in the world. Go
here
give
comes
me,
the
give
Titanic.
Me, give me more of the cruise ship horn. This is the worst cruise ship in the world. It's coming in to meet the people. You hit it again.
Hey, guys, that, watch out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. The reason we have not crashed is because of my abilities. I'm beeping a horn because we're coming into port here. Seems to me that we're being blocked by one of these little local ship pieces of shit. Well, our 12 o'clock buffet will be canceled. I don't know what it is. I get nervous in bits. They have to make sense. That's what sucks. Whenever I get into a bit and I think it has to make sense, who gets it?
Yeah.
Whose turn is it?
Robbie is ready.
Wow. I know what I'm doing. I'm professional. And people are sick of it. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You can never be afraid to, I guess Eliza Skinner, and I don't like to spread rumors. I guess she has a crush on Aristotle.
Aristotle in the tree.
Recording
ISSING. But Aristotle has a girlfriend, so she understands. So just a little mooky schmooky with the above the pants.
Oh, no.
Sure, I do improv songs too, and this is why she's mad at me. No, she's mad. She goes, Todd, I heard that improv song.
That's an Eliza-level improv song.
Yeah. Yeah. More like pick up the mic.
That's who we need to have back on the show. I love her.
She's great.
I really do. She's always a good energy, and she's so fucking funny. Well, of course I'm funny. So do you want to make a... I trick you all.
Just an entire special of that. All right, everyone just laugh. Okay, yeah, of course I'm fine.
It's so mean to do, because literally to George Carlin, I wanted to take something out that I said about somebody. Now you know. But, and I did.
Marty
I
Feldman.
Did. It was Marty Feldman. Marty Feldman. And so I said, let's just come back, everybody laugh. And everyone did, and I tricked them. Because, well, I didn't plan on tricking them, but this is what ended up happening. Of course I'm funny. Of course I'm funny, you dumb fucks. Do you want to make nice crying phone calls?
Yeah, yes. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. You have to say that. It's by the Federation of...
It's mandatory.
Robbie, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to that you know listens? All right, thank you. Robbie's good. You know what I mean? You know what you get for that? You get that.
Robbie is ready.
Tell your mom to listen to the show.
Oh!
Whoa!
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Whoa!
I didn't mean it that way.
Whoa! Wow!
No, I didn't mean it that way. Well, you guys, I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it. Come on, I didn't mean it that way. No, stop. You're making a big deal.
The velvet cone of your dreams.
No, stop. Here's Eddie Pepitone texted me. Todd, I was traveling. I would love to do it some heads up time. So he managed once again, Eddie Pepitone, to be negative.
No, he said he would do it.
Yeah, but the way he said it. Todd, I was traveling.
What a dick.
Todd, I was traveling.
Boo.
I would love to do it with some heads up time. Well, how
no,
about no?
Picture he's telling you this, and he's got his hand on your shoulder, and he's smiling.
Oh, well, that's what. Oh, no. Well, that's the Eddie
Todd, did
I
you
know.
Hear, did you
but
hear
he
about,
was yelling.
Hey, nothing bad about Eddie. I love him.
No, I was going to say, did you hear about the documentary that was made about him?
Bitter Buddha.
Oh yeah, Bitter Buddha. Bitter Buddha. Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, Bitter Buddha. Oh yeah, Bitter Buddha.
Stephen Fine Arts. Yeah,
sure. Stephen Fine Arts. Well, he's getting. Let's.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah. He got his foot in the door. He did Eddie's In Ruins Netflix special.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, he went on to do probably five or six Netflix specials for different comedians.
Oh, so you can even see more from Stephen Fine Arts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he does more than just Bitter Buddha.
Yeah, yeah. And he has like, oh, so he has like TV shows coming out on Comedy Central.
Oh, sure. Bitter Buddha.
He doesn't just Bitter Buddha.
Showtime. I guess he did a Showtime thing.
Yeah, Bitter Buddha. Okay.
I know what I'm doing. I mean, I have a professional show. That's some reverb.
Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night.
Shut up, it'll come. Fuck songs. Nah, they're a pain in the ass. Complaining is the only true art form.
Yeah.
Everybody else, how do I sound?
Hey, songs.
Does this rhyme? Does this rhyme? True artist just complains and doesn't worry about the beauty of the how it sounds.
Yeah, songs. Thank
you. You're welcome. What?
Oh, look at me. I'm a song.
Oh, I rhyme and have a good tune.
Oh, I use metaphors. I'm a song.
No. You give me someone who complains. That's a true art form. Thank you. Fuck. Oop, there I go cursing again. Oh, I hate it.
Cool.
I just...
Oh, no, it's cool. It's cool. The kids love
wacky
it.
Sack.
Skateboard.
Just,
yeah, yeah.
Just a curse for no reason?
Skateboard.
The arcade.
Yeah, no, it makes
drones.
You look, it makes you look really badass.
Wow, I never even think about that.
The Grammys.
BMX. Just being myself.
Snowboard.
Michael X.
Wow. I guess we do have
music
a young
videos.
Audience.
Vape.
I guess we do have a young
dabbing.
MTV.
Hey, by the way, I don't know when it happened. I don't know where
loud
it happened.
Loud music.
But I want to thank your friend, Chris.
Chris Saldana.
Oh, Chris Saldana. What a great guy. I love that guy.
You know Chris?
Oh, I love Chris Saldana. Yeah, he used to work down at Grimaldi's. The old one. The old one, not the new one.
I don't think he did. What happened?
Down by Dumbo.
You met him?
I love that guy.
You met him?
He's the best. Yeah. Well, I met him. Well, this is the best story. You're going to love this. You're going to love this story. I tell people this story a lot. And every time, it's a big success rate. They all...
No, it's
freak
cool.
out.
Let's
it's a great
it.
Story.
Let's hear it. We love him on the show, so if you have a story about him.
He's the best. But also, I don't want to brag. Like, you know, yeah, I met him. I hung out with him.
Well,
he's
a really great guy.
We're not, but
we all
want to brag.
Hold
on. I
don't
want to seem like I'm dropping names.
You're not. You tell a story. We all, because of the business we're in, we all know people at all different levels of the business. You're not going to come off as a bragger.
All right. We were in the same restaurant once. I was in the back by the bathrooms.
So that's where you met him?
This is where I was sitting, and I saw him walk in.
Oh, so you went over and talked to him?
Did you not have reservations? Why did they put you by the bathroom?
That was my request.
Okay, so what happened?
So I'm sitting in the back of the restaurant. I see him come in through the front door. And so he sits down at a table with his girlfriend.
That's it? Oh, that's cool. No, that's cool.
Yeah, pretty,
cool.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's when I hung out with him.
Wow, I'm so jealous of that.
Wow.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you guys for saying
that.
Skateboard. Much closer than we are.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I wish I knew him like that.
Silly putty.
Yeah, no, he's a hell of a guy.
He's a hell of a guy.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Woo!
Hot potato. Hot
sure,
potato.
It's the Todd Glass Show. I'm not going to let you down.
Hot potato, 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 potato.
Pause it for 1 second. When they sing Ooh Chicky Chicky Chicky, send me the song that provides more happiness than that before you judge. The Beatles are better than this. Send me the song they do that is more fun than singing Ooh Chicky Chicky Chicky. And I'll listen. And I'm not saying there isn't, but it's tie at worst. I want to hear, not the judge, not the people's rep, purely on the way it brings joy into your life. And I want you to play it loud. And I don't care. On this scene, teach me a lesson how loud you go with these drums. Teach me a lesson where I have to go, ooh, actually, that was too loud. I'd always rather learn the hard way.
Well, should this be a listener challenge? Like, should they have to record themselves dancing? Like, see how crazy they
can get.
Oh,
I would love people. We start it from the beginning. And when you get to Ooh Chicky Chicky, if you send me video, just... No intro, just the music starts, edit it nice and clean for me. Music comes in, you're all dancing. Turn the lights low in your house, do some fun stuff in the corner. Well.
Have some candles.
Do whatever you want. But this song, if the part that goes ooh, chicky, chicky, I want to know if something brings more. And when you hear ooh, chicky, chicky in the studio, we're going to really ooh, chicky, chicky it up. But if you go, no, Todd, that ooh, chicky, chicky, it's fun, but... Tell me the song that is as fun as it, I'll play it. How about that? In real time, if you have anything, oh, actually, this is a great song. If you even go, it takes about 30 seconds to let it breathe, I don't mind. But does it bring it, just the ooh, cheeky, cheeky part. Because I'm very close to having John Brandwagner loop it for next week's show, and we'll have an ooh, cheeky, cheeky loop. Anything I'm just saying it to
just say ooh chicky chicky song?
Yeah, you're not even bragging.
Ooh chicky chicky loop. And Paul F. Tompkins, I bet, can think of something funny to do with it because he's a professional.
Ooh loopy loopy loop.
Oopy loopy loopy loop.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
But stop it. We're not even going to interrupt the song the whole time. Because we want you to have it to dance to and send it in. That's how easy we're going to make it for you. We're going to play it without interrupting it. You can just turn it on, dance around, send us the video.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
Duncan is
potato,
dancing.
Potato, potato, potato.
And so is John Brandwagner.
Cold spaghetti, 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 spaghetti.
Ooh, cheeky, cheeky, cheeky. Ooh, cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
Banana, mashed banana.
Don't be mad at me. Will you? This is so enjoyable. Will you two get in front of that red curtain so we can even shoot it? And the joy for me, can you start it over? People at home, just understand, they are letting loose. Like, it's not fair for me to ask them to do it again. Eric is on drums. He's playing. Let me get the lights up on Eric. I know I don't want to do too much visual stuff on a podcast, but it's just pure joy for me. Is that such a... Is that such a wrong thing to ask?
Good live stream.
Yeah. So I need you close on those on the curtain. And you, for us, you have no idea what it looks like. Are you having a good time? John Brandwagner, ladies and gentlemen. I also, by the way, John Brandwagner just got voted best tweeter in the Minneapolis region.
Is that true?
He ran over and then he had to run back again. So,
hot potato, hot potato.
Do it at home.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Do it at home.
Potato, hot potato. Potato, 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 potato. Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti,
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 spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti.
Banana, potato, 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 potato.
That's it. That ended so abruptly.
Wow. Oh, did we get any good video of that?
We live streamed it.
You swear to God?
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
You swear to George Carlin.
How jealous are other podcasts right now?
Wow, I have something you're going to love.
Not many.
I think
no
you will.
Podcast that dance like that.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
Huh? Isn't there, there's the one for the show, going. Isn't there?
The bubbles are still going.
Wow, the bubbles are still going. I've heard
off the bubbles.
Off the bubbles.
Todd Glass, Todd Giggity Glass. I think you've heard he's got reverb. Todd Glass, number one podcast. Todd Glass, Giggity Glass, Todd Glass, Todd Glass, Todd Giggity Glass. He's spinning yarns out in the barn. Todd Glass, number one podcast.
John Bray White is dancing.
Glass,
I love
Todd
it.
Giggity Glass.
Wow. Call 911, 911. Why do I mess that up all the time? I don't do that on purpose, too, George. To edit it out, edit it back in. Sure, that's what you just heard. That's the power I have. Edit it out, edit it in, edit it out, edit it in. And Aristotle does it every time. He doesn't just leave it in as a trick.
He cuts it, he puts it back.
If I go, edit it out, edit it in, out, edit it out, edit it in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, he does it because he's professional.
That joke was a real inside jab.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, and now for the best ad lib of the evening, the one, the only, funny man, Duncan Carey.
So you know that 911-911 joke you
yes.
just made?
Yes, yes.
That was a real inside jab.
Wow! Oh. Folks, I'm sorry for this show. I apologize. Oh, he likes it.
I knew it.
All right, listen. I got a show. I hope you're having as much fun at home, wherever you are in the train, with your hand in your pants, you sicko. Wow, what if the, I think it's worth it for one person with their hand in the pants on the train just to go, what the fuck? What's going on with Todd Glass? How the hell did I have my hand in my pants? I'm not a sicko, but you know how it is. Sometimes
they had a hole in their pocket and something fell out that they actually needed.
Yeah, and then
get.
They reached in and they touched their penis or vagina. Women can be deviants on the subway with their hands through the holes in their pants, touching their genitals. Always try to be open-minded. Who do you want to make a nice crank phone call? See, of course I'm professional. Okay, let's get my phone.
James Adomian.
Okay. Let's, how about Steve Fine Arts? Oh, no, James Adomian first. Yeah. Call James Adomian. No. Okay, that's it. No, it just misunderstood me. I don't want to get angry even at a fake thing.
Hello?
Call James Adomian. That was Duncan.
98% of the time, 2% of the time.
James is mad. I feel bad he's mad because impersonations are easy, I guess. Do Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, ow.
That was really good.
Oh, did you play a recording of him? I love that's our go-to every time. We're the dumbest people.
Wait, was that Predator?
Hold on. Oh, tell me Steve's not asking. What's he doing? He's sitting with his cat?
You're calling James, weren't you?
Oh, I'm calling James Adomi. Well, he's probably sitting with his Steve's cat. I make it work. No? Oh, I think Eddie Pepitone was stopping by to get him. Doesn't that sound how Eddie would like beat someone up, beeping the horn without getting out of the car?
I've been here 3 seconds!
Laying his hand on
I'm
the horn.
I'm here!
Okay, hold on.
Let's have a good time!
Call Steve Fine Arts.
Boo.
Bitter Buddha.
Bitter Buddha. Bitter Buddha. Okay, hold on. I asked him to stop by tonight to surprise us. No, he knows. Because I asked him. He'll know. Guarantee you. Watch. I won't say anything, but... Hope I'm doing this right.
I can hear it.
Nobody answers? You know who answers? Blake Wexler.
Wexler. Oh, Blake Wexler?
Oh, sure, Blake.
We're going to call Blake. Oh, yeah, you know what? No, Blake damn it. What is it with people?
Blake Wexler. Should we take a bet?
Busy.
Who thinks...
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's bet if Blake Wexler will answer. I say yes.
Blake will answer, but he's going to be in the middle of something and have to go immediately.
Okay. But he'll be happy to talk, too.
Okay.
I'll say no, because I think the payout's higher, right?
Well, you're right. But what do you really think from your heart?
I mean, yeah, he'll pick up.
What do you think? Yes. Aristotle? I know it's fun to vote against the odds, but I'm not doing it because I think you just luck out if he doesn't pick up. But the odds are he's going to. So if you just want to bet against the odds, sometimes that's fun. Go ahead and do it. But Blake Wexler's going to pick up. And I don't want to talk you into it.
Blake's a good friend, though, too. Like, Blake's just to speak positively of him, like, I feel like he's a very committed person to his friends and people who are close to him, and he's the kind of person who would pick up.
To be honest, you know why I think he's going to pick up?
I'm going to say yes.
I think because he thinks he gets some plug a day to his. God, punch me. Just punch me in the face, John. What? I know. Jonathan. Jonathan! Whenever we yell, it's for you. Tech guy Jonathan. Jonathan!
Jonathan!
We need you! Jonathan! And,
we need you!
And your friend! And your friend that does the tech work as well.
Hook up this karaoke machine.
He didn't tell me his name yet. Oh, we're going to have so many new bells and whistles. Can I tell you what also we're going to have when Jonathan is done? We have one big TV I want there. We have one... we have one big TV that's going to hang over there, and that's like when we want to do karaoke or look at something on a big screen. But I want another screen in front of the red curtain that folds up. So when we want to like watch something
like
Wayne Newton
screens?
Yeah, like something like that. When we want to watch something like Wayne Newton, but we can do it with the red curtain here. Right, and yeah. We can watch them live and then we can put them online. I got some
over
ideas
there in the Wayne Newton Theater.
We have a Wayne Newton Theater with a big
wow.
sticker of Wayne Newton in the other room. We have a big gigantic sticker. You know who gave it to me because you're the only one that gave me one. And it's in our green room, and it's called the Wayne Newton. This is the Wayne Newton
Theater.
And that person, we say, Donka Shane.
Donka Shane, baby, Donka Shane.
Do you think we could get Wayne Newton on the podcast?
For me now, Donka Shane. Doobie doo. Yeah. Moon River. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to be... Okay, so I'm going to call Blake Wexler. Everybody says... Who says no? Don't be shy about it. Whoever says no, raise their hand, because we got who said yes. Anybody saying no to Blake, he won't pick up. Just for the fun of it. I get it if you want to bet no. Anybody? Call Blake Wexler.
He really better pick up.
Yeah.
I know. Well, if he didn't pick up, we also can't get mad at him.
Oh, yeah.
It's not his fault that he...
No.
Well, you say that now, but we'll see. When, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Hold on. Call Blake Wexler. I just hung up by accident. And it also... Hold on. I think it went to voicemail. Oh. I have to put it over here. Thank you, Vinny. People in Denver are going, is that Vinny from Denver? One person. Yeah, why would he be out there? I thought he was...
Come on, Blake.
Visiting his aunt.
Come on, Blake.
Blake.
Blake, you never had so many people rooting for you. I called you and we all bet that you would pick up. Everybody, no one betted against you. I said, you know what? We can't get mad if he doesn't pick up. I said, if anyone wants to vote against him, just because it's like the odds are everyone's saying yes. If one person wants to say no, I won't be offended. But I said, if you vote against him, you're going to lose. Eric said you would be. Who said he would be sleeping, but he'd be a good game? He'd be in. He'd do it. Who? What, how did that come to fruition?
Eric. Yeah, you said that he would pick up.
I predicted that he would be in the middle of something and have to go, but he would pick up.
Right, but so you're sort of right.
So now, Blake, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm asleep in bed, and my phone went up, and I looked, and it said Todd Glass, and I'm like, I'm going to answer it, baby.
Wow, is that Labradoodle in the room with you?
Oh, is Hi, Blake. He in Philly?
No, he has his own suite.
No, he's at his parents' house. Where do your parents live, Blake?
I just took my mouth guard out in Charleston. So.
Wow. The Charleston.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Charleston. Ooh, wow. Yeah, no, whoa. I heard really good things about Charleston.
The Charleston.
Wow. Oh. Yeah, no, Charleston.
Whoa. Choo choo Charlie and the Charleston.
Whoa.
Ooh, 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 goes the bell.
Things must be going nice
bing,
here
bing,
at the
bing,
Charleston.
Goes the rally.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Choo choo. We're doing the Charleston. We're going to there. How do you like that? Was that fun to hear?
This is the best dream of my life.
No, but here's some serious questions. Where is the Labradoodle? Oh, by the way, he's at his parents' house, people. This is Blake Wexler, and he's staying at his parents'. Where is the Labradoodle?
That's right. And by the way, I could afford a hotel. It's in my parents'.
Oh, you want to hear something? Listen to this.
Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Blake, 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 Blake. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler.
Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler. Blake Wexler is here, Wexler, Wexler.
Did his 1 hour set at the Comedy Central Theater.
Did the 1 hour set at the Comedy Central Theater.
Blake the 1 hour set at the Comedy Central Theater.
All right, Blake, I'll give you the last words.
Did you dedicate that to anybody?
Where is the Labradoodle? To George Carlin. Oh, you don't have to brag.
Oh, he's out on
nice
his
bed.
Oh,
is it a Tempur-Pedic?
More like Labradaddle.
More like Labradaddle, Aristotle said.
Aristotle got Blake. Aristotle got Blake. Aristotle got Blake.
Aristotle.
What?
He made it sound like. He made it sound like the Labradoodle chose the parents' room because it liked the mattress better.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wouldn't be because it just wants to sleep with them. I heard it got a bath today.
Oh, I was just saying my dog, he sleeps on a Posturepedic.
Whoa! Well, Blake. Are you doing anything with my blue sweatshirt? You can knock me down. 713. Okay, Blake, well, I want to thank you for calling in.
Oh, and you know what? Thank you for having me.
We're going to edit that you called in. I'm sorry. Do you mind doing us a favor? It's just embarrassing. We want to act like you called us in because it doesn't seem so sad on our part. We'll edit it in.
Call back.
So we'll do it now. You just call in, okay? And we'll act like we're picking up, okay? Just cause, and I won't make you look bad. Just I appreciate you trying to make me look good. We'll just do a simple, clean Blake's. Oh, Blake's on the phone. I'll look like I noticed you called. Is that okay with you?
Yeah,
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, so here's what we... here we go. Anyway, so... my God. Okay, so you'll just come and clean here, Aristotle, and you'll take out the whole part. Just put in this part that looks like Blake's calling our show, and then we'll make look like what happened after that unfold. Hold on 1 second on that. Hold on 1 second on that. Oh, guys, Blake Wexler is calling. I love Blake, but he's calling in the middle of the show. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Well, wow. I mean, yeah.
You got to pick it up. You gotta pick
should
it up
I pick it up? What's even? We're in the middle of a podcast, and Blake Wexler's calling in. Jesus Christ.
It'll be something fun.
I know, but he knows I do the podcast on Tuesday night. It's so desperate and sad.
No, you know what?
It's sad. It's
we were
sad.
Trying to guess whether he'd answer or not, and then here he is calling us.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic.
No, they'll never hear that part. Because what we're supposed to do is, like, we're supposed to put it in, but not only do we not let him call in, but we have to be so ostentatious, whatever the word is. I don't know anymore. I don't think he's calling back anyway. I don't think he got the bit.
Oh, bye, bye. Bye, Blake.
Such a moron. Bye, no, it's embarrassing. I tried to throw some attention his way, but he can't follow bits. We have to go in for the close. I'm exhausted. How long have we been going?
Want to guess?
Can we get the intro music?
You want to guess? Yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen... how long has the Todd Glass Show been going on? Here to tell us is Aristotle.
Am I going to guess?
Oh, I'm going to say... well, I don't know if it's the first show or the second show. I would imagine we're in the second show. Otherwise, things went horribly wrong. So I'm going to say we're in the second show. We're at about an hour and a half.
Well, that makes my job much harder. I thought we were going, like, continuous time.
Oh, shit. Well, you want to take that? Well, leave it all in. You're in control. What do I say? How long have we been going? The longest? Oh, the whole time of the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3 hours right now, about approaching it. Anybody else want to guess?
I'm going to say lower.
Go ahead, guess. No, you have to guess.
Just lower.
Who broke? Go ahead. You want to guess?
258.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're going to fucking dilly-dally over 2 minutes? You could have just agreed with me. Now it's a competition. Now the gloves are off. So I said 3 hours. He said 258. What did you say? Oh, my God, Usher.
Hi, Todd.
How you doing, Usher?
I guess
you stopped by for the show?
Yeah.
Now, don't do an impersonation that is not right.
Yeah.
How long do you think the show's been going on, Usher?
Probably like 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Okay. Anybody else want to guess?
Are you sure?
250. 255. Bob.
302, he said. Wait, how long?
I won.
Eric.
Drummer Eric is over.
That's two. Oh!
What did he say?
250.
He said 250, which was exactly when we started the bit.
Well, fuck.
We're coming in for the close.
Oh, I meant when we ended the bit.
Who broke the show up? Who came on in the middle and broke it up with you? What's his?
Oh, Chris Aldana?
Oh, Chris Aldana?
Yeah, we talked about him before. You know him?
I remember him back from Canarsie. He used to operate the Cyclone. He stood at the top, and he would press the button when everyone would go and the lap bar would come down. And then I would meet him on his break. And
are you
would
sure,
go
Chris?
Get,
what Chris are you talking about?
Chris Aldana.
Yeah, Chris Aldana. Yeah, the roller coaster operator.
You know
Cyclone.
Him?
Yeah, we're great buddies.
Oh, I didn't know you were close friends.
Yeah, we're kind of tight. We're pretty tight.
Oh, what happened?
I don't want to brag. He's a cool guy, and you know, it's Hollywood, and I don't want to say something. You know, he's not here. It's his story to tell, not mine.
Well, I got to respect that.
I mean, I'll tell you if you want.
I mean, I would love to hear.
Okay, well, so I see, I saw Chris was going up to the Cyclone to start work and start his shift. And
the
so
where? What is this? The Cyclone?
The Brooklyn, the Cyclone, the Coney Island Cyclone, very famous roller coaster.
Oh, okay, I understand.
In Brooklyn. So He was there at the start of his shift, and
I don't mean to be rude. Chris, give his. I don't know. I want to make sure we're talking about the right guy. Chris.
Yeah, Chris Aldana.
Chris Aldana.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he's operating the Cyclone, and I wait about 30 minutes after he started his shift, and I get on the roller coaster at the in the back.
Okay. Oh, you were on the same roller coaster as him.
Yeah, and I looked him in the eyes, and he noticed me.
Oh, well, that's cool. I heard he seems like a good guy.
He's the best guy. You got to look him in the eyes one day. It's like you met. It's like, yeah. But better.
You have a story about Fred Willard you said I should definitely know, because you know I'm a big Fred Willard fan. Now's a good time because we're going for the close. You said I guess you were joking. You said
I used to see Fred Willard lifting boxes in Chelsea in the 70s.
Fred Willard? Oh, before he acted?
I guess, yeah.
All right. You seem too young.
I guess.
Oh, does he act now?
Wow.
I guess.
Can I ask you a question? I don't want you to lie to me. Honestly, is this singing? It is, right? Can
absolutely
I tell you?
Not.
I shouldn't joke. I can't do it that good. And
well,
that's
did
why.
Did you just play a Josh Groban album?
Is that George Harrison again?
Hot potato, hot potato.
Trick you. Well, it is time. Let's call one more person. Jeannie Mose, be nice, Muggs. Well, so anyway. Oh, I remembered!
Yay!
I saw a lady getting out of her car.
Yay! Wait, tell the story.
So she was getting out of her car because she saw.
Oh, I saw a woman.
No.
Oh.
I got it. She saw a little puppy on the side of the road, so she picked it up, and she just brought it in her car to give it shelter. So I thought it'd be funny while she was getting back in her car to take my car and plow into her car. You know, like, boom, boom, with some hot. Then I saw my Be Nice mug, and I thought, why don't I just pull up next to her and ask her if she needs some help? We did. I ran into the store while she held the puppy, and I got it some, she said, room temperature water. She said it needs room temperature water. Cold water would not be good for a dog that's dehydrated. The best is to give it small amounts of warm water and a very small amount of that. So we did, and then we ended up talking. But thank God I saw my Be Nice mug. I mean, I think everybody has stories about when you're thinking about doing something, and then you see your Be Nice. It's like that woman that came up to my door to tell me the Sweet Streeper was here. So I thought as she was leaving, I would turn her around and push her off the sidewalk. But I saw my Be Nice mug. You have something, don't you?
Yeah. Well, about the Be Nice mug?
Yeah, didn't you have something happen where you were going to do something wrong and then you saw a Be Nice mug?
Yeah, I was going to stab this dog on the street. I saw.
Oh, that's not nice.
It was like nice and fluffy and white, and I just thought, what if I just like ended it real quick? But then I remember I saw that my Be Nice mug, and I didn't do it.
Oh, really? So just from seeing the mug, talk us through it. What are you thinking? That's an evil thought to have.
Yeah, well, I have plenty of evil thoughts, you know. I was gonna drive my truck to a CVS.
You were gonna drive your truck to a CVS?
Yeah, because I felt like it.
Wow, and, that's destructive behavior. What stopped you?
You know, I had a Be Nice mug a couple years ago,
and you saw it,
and I remembered it.
So,
back then.
Well, by the way, these are mugs that are available by order on the website.
Yeah, you get them at toddglass.com.
And these are mugs that change everybody. Now, I don't want everyone, John, what happened with you? Because this story, I really touched my heart. What happened with your Be Nice mug? And Duncan, you're next. And we're going to ask you a question and ask you a story. What happened with you?
I saw a little girl. Her cat was stuck up in a
that's
tree.
That's so adorable.
And,
I love little cats.
Yeah, you climb up there and get
little
it.
Girls.
No, I thought about pushing the little girl down and then shaking the tree really, really frantically back and forth.
Making the cat fall out of it?
Oh, yeah.
My God. That's like the opposite of a nice thing.
But you know,
the story takes a turn.
It's funny you would say that.
Oh.
I had my Be Nice mug with me.
Shut.
Took a sip out of it right as I had that thought. decided not to do it.
What did you do?
I helped her get the cat out of the tree. I climbed up there.
The cat's okay?
Uh-oh. Cat is beautiful.
Can I ask you a question? Where did you get that Be Nice mug?
Toddglass.com.
Oh, wow.
What? Didn't something happen with you? Duncan, what made you laugh hard that I remembered to bring that story back?
Know that that's what that story was.
All right.
I genuinely felt bad to make you forget the story because I thought you had the actual story. And it ends up, it's all for a plug. It's all for a plug.
Well, I was going into that bit.
I know. I felt so bad, though, for making you forget.
But and that's all it was.
Just so you can get to-
Yeah, after all that work, so I could go, oh, by the way, and plug my mugs.
But then I saw my Be Nice mug, and I realized it was funny because life's absurd.
Hey, Vinny,
sometimes.
Do you like how we tricked you so you didn't see your name written down? It says Vin Diesel's jingle. Because I knew he'd snoop his face in there and see his name. Oh, I guess there's a jingle for me tonight. Little did he know, because it said Vin Diesel instead of Vin E. Oh, you like that? But I hate going in for the clothes. I really do. I do. It's the worst thing. And I didn't get to any bits. I didn't get to anything. All I got to was singing Eliza and Aristotle have a crush on each other. Out of all the
Eliza and Aristotle.
I want to be the guy that John was. I want to be the guy. Why
you
can't
a
I?
Chocolate chip cone?
I love chocolate
that's
chip.
Made in heaven.
I want
now
one.
Everyone can bring heaven into.
Well, I want to bring heaven into my house.
I'm here for the waffle cone fun factory.
I love
it's
fun
the
factory.
New way
I get
to
it.
Create, bake,
Dad,
and
get your credit card, mommy,
right
daddy.
Your stovetop.
Where?
Your family.
I have a stovetop. I want one of these.
Cone.
I love strawberry. I love chocolate
and more.
I love every. I love more.
Just pour in. Pour.
Just pour it in. Any waffle batter, good. I don't have to think. Okay, close one handle.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Oh my God, do I? I get
wow,
to sing Row, Row, Your Boat.
A sprinkled waffle cone. Just like the
I want one.
Shop. Now roll red velvet cones like
I want red velvet. I've always dreamed of that.
Butter or fruity blueberry.
Fruity blueberry.
Cherry.
I want fruity
and
blueberry.
Check this out. Place what? It over any bowl.
Any bowl. I have any bowl.
Sundays.
I want a
Hooray!
Sundae. I want everything this commercial has to offer. How do we close a show like this? What do you do? You don't know what you're going to do.
Oh, shit.
How do you close it? Oh, well... I guess we'll all find out how these shows get closed. Now, this is not really my show anymore. It's more of a Johnny Colorado.
Yeah, this show is different.
This show is different. Well,
Johnny Colorado contract.
Yeah.
This show is more Johnny Colorado and Friends, and I'm happy that he has me on. It's like you could say, like in the old variety shows, they would have 30 acts on. This is a Johnny Colorado show.
Yeah, I believe it's like Johnny Colorado presents.
You can't say it either?
The Todd Glass Show.
Today we decided we didn't like our laugh, so we were thinking about getting a new one. Who didn't like their laugh also? What was your laugh? Let me hear your natural laugh. Pull the mic up, please. That's a great laugh. See, I shouldn't get rid of mine either. Is that the laugh you really don't like that you do?
It can get, like, higher sometimes.
You know what? I never make fun of someone's laugh. You know why? It's when they're at their most happy. I always say that about comedians. It's worth taking a punch at people. When...
Ricky, don't change a thing.
No, that's a beautiful laugh. I didn't like my laugh to George Carlin, but I've gotten between some nice emails that I've gotten, I've tried to get over it. No, what are you talking about? I'm having a good time. No, should I be embarrassed in my laugh? Should I be embarrassed in my laugh, Duncan? Is everything a joke to you? So is Duncan? Oh, Duncan's uncle's on the phone. Hello? Is this Duncan's uncle? Is this Dunkle uncle? Is this Uncle Dunkle?
Is this a Dunkle's uncle?
Is this a Dunkle's uncle?
Well, Dunkle I'll be
uncle?
The uncle.
No, I think it's your uncle's on the phone.
First Steve Kern, first Steve Kern, first Steve Kern.
Oh, no, that really was. Holy shit. Hey.
He hung up.
Well, I'll be a Duncan's uncle.
I'll be.
It was Duncan's uncle.
Okay, guess what I'm going to do, folks? I'm going to start throwing away these things. Summer concert series. Everything is beautiful. I did it.
Are you an Uncle Duncan?
Oh, God. I'm exhausted.
Not.
This was a fun
only
show.
Child.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know
well,
what to do. My jingles
lot.
Are all over the place, and I'm exhausted. I don't have the energy to close the show. Louis C.K.? By the way, Louis C.K.
Then we have a part two to our summer.
He knows what he did.
Concert series?
Because there's no way to really test jokes.
Right.
You know, you can't ask your friends because your friends are comedians. I mean,
he's on Fallon.
Not yours.
I love that he mentioned my name. I'll take it, even if he calls me this.
We just want to hear each other's. Hey, can I tell you my new jokes? And they're like, ugh. It's like I have to practice kissing on his mouth or something. You know, like, ugh. It's disgusting. I have one friend who's a comedian, and he lets me tell him my new jokes. But he's stupid, so it's not helpful. He's really dumb. His name is Todd Glass. You might know. Do you know Todd Glass? Todd, he's a really
Todd
Glass.
Glass.
Todd Glass is a wonderful guy, very funny. Super dumb.
What?
On purpose, because he smokes pot, so it's on purpose.
Still very funny.
And here's what happens.
Yes, I'll
be telling him a new joke, and in the middle of the joke, he'll forget that it's a joke. So now he's just listening to what I'm saying, which isn't helpful for new joke assessment.
Yeah.
Right?
He's just listening to you.
Yeah, so like, I'll give you an example. I told him a new joke recently. I was excited about it. It was about pornography. Yeah. And the joke was that the basic premise was that I think we don't need to keep making porn. There's enough porn. There's so much porn. If we stopped, no one would like run out. No one's gonna see it all and go, what else? No one's gonna. It's not like Harry Potter. Like, but then what? Like, it's not. It's not.
Yeah.
It's so. The joke I told Todd was if you could take a newborn baby and make him start watching porn right away. For science. Make him. This is an experiment. Take a newborn baby, make him immediately start watching all the porn ever made in alphabetical order. And by the time he's 50, he still won't be done with the anal section.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so that's the joke I told Todd. And Todd goes, is that true?
Wrong with him.
Yeah, it's true, Todd.
No,
to George Carlin, I thought that was true. But you could see if it's been smoking a little, you can forget, you know.
Yeah, it would only be 40 years tops.
I'll take him mentioning, even though he calls me dumb. But he just says I'm dumb because I smoke pot. He should say, when he smokes pot, he gets a little cloudy. Well, but I'm going to talk to Louie about this.
We also know you can't make jokes about things that aren't true.
Exactly.
His premise needs to be fucking foolproof if he's going to be building off of that.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying?
It is true, though. It is true.
Oh, that I'm saying it to George Carlin. It is true. At the end of it, I went, is that true? Like, it sounded like
he won't be out of anal when he's 50.
He wouldn't be still in the section. Like, I thought there'd be. I don't know, but that's a true story. I honestly thought, is that true? But I'm saying to George Carlin.
No, but now I'm confused if whether you're saying to George Carlin. His story was true, or to George Carlin?
To George Carlin, he said,
"You go 50 years and never leave the anal section."
I thought that might be true.
Oh, okay.
That if you sat, that there's
that
much.
You thought that was true.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. That
because
was
it sounded
him.
Like you said that it was true that it would take 50 years to watch all.
No, that I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that's true. It's true that I thought he was telling me the truth.
Right.
What happened? I had such a fun show, and this is what happened. Oh, my God.
Is this still part of their anniversary?
Louie happened.
Yes.
Is this part one?
This is part one. We're going to make it part one. We should do it and drop part two, just this from forward.
And then a quick...
That we would teach everyone. Part two. No, but if this is still part one, guess what? You want to dare me? You want to push me? You want to prod me? I'm so close to dropping from...
We should just not split it.
No. People don't want the responsibility of splitting it, Aristotle. That's why they appreciate when you do it. How about...
It's a heavy burden.
Well, what a fun show, everybody. Eric, thank you very much for coming by and playing drums.
Anytime.
Thank you very much. Right. By the way, do you know last week on drums we had Eric from Eric Spaguccio. Do you know him?
Eric Spaguccio. Eric.
Yeah, you know him?
I know that guy.
How do you know him?
He used to manage a bunch of dykes on West 4th Street.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa. Rude. All right. Well, folks. I am exhausted. I think it's a good way to feel. I'm so tired. Is everybody else fine?
I have to pee.
You do?
I'm
well.
Cool.
You know what's nice now? I don't have to worry about ending the shows. That's a new part about this being part of Johnny Colorado's show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Oh, yes. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. Or this morning, or this afternoon, or whenever you happen to listen to this episode of Johnny Colorado Presents The Todd Glass Show. I hope you've enjoyed my performance. It's been starring me, Johnny Colorado. I'd like to thank my co-stars, Aristotle, Todd Glass, Vinny, John Brand Wagner, Eric on the drums, Eric on the Olsen, and Duncan Carey.
Robbie.
Oh, and of course, Robbie. Robbie Azumajumajuma on the bongos. Oh, and Ricky. Of course, who could forget our good friend Ricky with the laughter and the kindness. Now, I hope all of you arrive home safely. And remember, sometimes life's going to get you up. Sometimes life's going to have you down. But the most important thing is, you're loved. And you should spread love. Because the world's a pretty okay place.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why?
What was that, everybody, right?
There must be peace.
What a way to end the show.
Sometimes.
Good night, everyone.
There's a message. Listen to the song.
The winds of promise. That will blow away.
Until next week. This has been Johnny Colorado Presents The Todd Glass Show.
Where hope keeps shining on everyone. Tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? We're lost in a cloud.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.